Bullying is never okay. This is Sharon Live.
Right here with Sharon Live on Marketing Toolkit, along with my co-host, therapist Ira Lake. We're just so delighted to have you. Doctor, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Glad to be with you again.
And it's always great to have you with us. And you know I say it all the time to our listeners because I really do mean it. I really, really do mean it. For those who have been listening to this show, since day one, you are the best. I just love you. Thank you so much for your support and for your encouragement. And for those who may be new to Sharon Live, we just want to say welcome. And listen, if you have a question or you have a comment, we want to know what they are. We want to know what your questions are, your comments are. If you've already dialed in, all you have to do is push option one, and you will be put into the queue for questions. I am just really excited about the show today because I love it when listeners have questions. We do our best to try to answer your questions, and, Doctor, we have questions from our listening audience, and we're going to do our best to answer those questions today. And we're going to do our best to give you great information because that's what we do here on Sharon Live. We do our best to build strong businesses so that we can put people to work. That's right. You're probably saying, well, how do you do that? Well, we really try hard to bring great programming to you, whether it's related to media, social building, business development, workforce development, but we also bring information as it relates to relationships because if your relationships are great, hopefully your work life is going to be great as well. So that's what we do here on the Marketing Toolkit. And we try to encourage you to be your very best. So, Dr. Lake, we have a couple things we're going to try to do on the show today. And we probably won't get to finish everything, but we had a listener question. And we're, first of all, going to address that question. And then I'm going to go into our topic that we will be starting this week. We're just going to do an introduction this week. But as you know, we have been in the series Preparing for the Unexpected. Prepare for the Unexpected. And right after our listener question, I am going to share with you our new topic. Well, Doctor, are you ready for the question?
I am ready.
Okay. The question is, what are some of the signs parents should look for child is being bullied? But there's another part to it as well. How do you let your children know that it's okay to tell someone if they are being bullied? Wow, that's a huge topic. And I'm so glad our listener asked a question. And, Dr. Lake, I want to tell our listening audience that whatever question you have, it's okay to call in and ask because we know if you're having problems and you have concerns, that's going to affect your work life. It just is. One of the things I want to talk about, first of all, is what is bullying? What is bullying? And we're going to share some facts with you about bullying, and then we're going to navigate into what to do if your child is being bullied. How do you know if your child is being bullied? I think that's probably one of the major questions that the listener had was, what are some signs that parents should look for if their child is being bullied? So, Dr. Lake, in its simplest terms, what is bullying?
It is a psychological or emotional, it's physical and or verbal ploy that people use to intimidate, coerce, to force someone against their will to do things.
Excellent. And to those who are listening, especially to my listener that presented the question, bullying can be verbal. It could be physical. And there's also cyberbullying, because so many children are on social media, they're
correct,
being cyberbullied as well. And what we find, according to statistics, is that one out of five students in school are either being bullied or have been bullied during a school term. One out of five. That's huge.
Not only is it huge, but I think it is underreported.
Right.
This has been something that has grabbed our attention over the past decade, maybe 15 years, but it has been going on for ages, and I believe the numbers are low. And again, bullying is a ploy that a person uses to intimidate, to coerce, to force someone to do things against their will, or just a psychological warfare against someone. And I like the fact that you did bring out that cyberbullying has really, because everything now is the internet, and so that's another way to do it as well. But there is even a form of it that takes place in the workplace. And performances, promotions, and raises are often done because or given if certain things happen. Bullying happens every place, home, school, work, social gatherings, and we need to continually be aware of it.
You're absolutely right about that, and unfortunately it happens, but the good news is those who are parents, family, guardians do not have to just stand by idly and let it happen. There are warning signs. Dr. Lake, I do want you to speak to the fact, too, that sometimes parents are so oblivious to the fact that their child is being bullied. They're so busy working, so busy concerned about their boyfriend, so concerned about clothes, shoes, and all this other stuff, that they miss some of the warning signs that their children are being bullied. What do you say to that when parents are clueless as to the fact that their child is being bullied?
Well, really, there really isn't any excuse. And maybe you don't know, a parent doesn't know what to look for, so let me give you some of the clues. Social withdrawing. They don't want to be around other people. They can't tend to want to isolate themselves. Being timid, extra shy. Maybe they could show up as social behavior problems in school or in public places. Sometimes drug and alcohol use can result as a result of bullying. They feel so bad and feel so, you know, ashamed that they use something to kind of mask the pain. Loss of appetite, irregular sleeping patterns, irritability. Those are things that something like bullying could be going on, and it behooves us as parents to stop and ask questions and stop again and ask more questions.
I like that. And I do want to go over some of those warning signs again, because I think it's imperative that parents understand the warning signs. And sometimes unexplained injuries. Your child comes home with bruises and marks on them that they can't explain, they don't want to explain. That could be a sign that your child is being bullied. You also mentioned feeling sick. Children don't want to go to school because they're feeling sick or they're throwing up or things are just happening that's just unusual. And sometimes, doctor, don't children fake illnesses? They may say they're ill, but there are really no symptoms.
Yes, yes.
Changes in eating habits, skipping meals. I mean, you've mentioned most of it, but I want to just mention again, parents, if your children's sleeping habits are changing. What about nightmares, Dr. Legg? Do children experience nightmares if they're being bullied?
Yes, nightmares, bad, violent dreams. It's a trauma. It's a sort of a trauma. Trauma can make you depressed, sad, please don't forget that this, the withdrawing and isolation, yeah, all those things can happen. And again, these are warning signs that something could be or something is happening.
Now, you mentioned something earlier, and I am not going to gloss over it. You said that bullying can happen at work with adults as well. And would you say that these are some of the same symptoms that adults could experience if they're being bullied at work? Because it does happen.
Yeah, and a lot of times in the workplace, it may show up as verbal assaults or verbal dressing down, verbal attacks, isolations, where, you know, they isolate you from the group, or you don't get positions or get considered for things. Those are types of bullying that can take place in the workplace.
Very true, very true. So not only with your children, but if you notice that certain signs in a loved one, an adult child that's going to work, an adult spouse or an adult friend, they could be experiencing some type of bullying, or they could be experiencing some type of harassment at work as well. If you have grandchildren, if you have a nephew or niece, you need to be aware that they could be going through some horrible things at school, because kids can be mean. And also, if you notice that your child is becoming more isolated or takes a long route home, instead of walking an easy route, they take a long route home. That could be a clue that they're trying to avoid something. Now, Dr. Lake, I do want to address this as well, and this I really want you to speak to. Self-destructive behaviors that a child may start exhibiting, running away from home, harming themselves, and this one is just huge to me, talking about suicide.
Yes.
Talk to us about that. What do we do?
Today we can't afford to turn our ears or close our ears to people or young people when they talk about wanting to kill themselves or wanting to end it. That period of life between about 13 for boys, 13 and about 25, that's a rough stretch, because young men are trying to find who they are. They are finding out their identity. They're dealing with peer pressure, and peer pressure can, you know, we call it peer pressure, but sometimes peer pressure can take the form of bullying. Young women, it's about the same age, and I take seriously a young person who wants to give it up, give up on life, who either starts marking themselves, cutting themselves. It's a cry for attention. That's really what it is. We can overlook it if we want, but every cry needs to be investigated.
Yes, I so agree. I so agree. And you know what? This is an excellent question. And again, I'm so glad our listeners sent this question in. But this is also something that our communities of faith need to talk about and need to address. Schools definitely need to address it. And whether you have children or not, sometimes you can tell if a child is going for something and it's okay to say something. And when we come back, Dr. Lake, I want to talk about, just briefly, why kids don't say anything. If they're being bullied, why don't they say anything? And believe it or not, less than 40% of children who are being bullied at school, kicked, punched, that are being tormented at school verbally, physically, less than 40% of them say anything. We're going to talk about why that is and what we can do about it, because we want to make sure that our children are protected. If our children are protected and safe, that means our families feel better. And if our families feel better, they will be more protected at work. And we're going to continue this discussion right here on Sharing Live, along with my co-host, Dr. Ira Lake.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeepAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
That's right. You are listening to Sharon Live right here on the Marketing Pulpit, and we are discussing bullying. That's right. We're talking about bullying today because it is a problem. One out of five students
at school are either experiencing bullying or have experienced bullying, and we're talking about it today. I said I wanted to address another question. Why don't kids say anything? Why don't kids ask for help when they are going through these things? Why is it that kids don't ask for help, Dr. Lake?
Sometimes it could be pride. I'm embarrassed, so I don't want to say anything because it may make me look weak, and I don't want to bring somebody else in on it. Maybe I don't know who to ask. Maybe I don't trust my parents or teachers. I don't trust it, and I don't want to get the reputation as a chicken or a coward. So I'll just take it as best I can, and when I can't find any other option, maybe the best for me to check out.
I think that is so accurate. Children don't want to appear to be weak, especially if they're already being bullied. They don't want to look like they're weak. They don't want to continue to be picked on. And sometimes if they ask for help, they're considered a snitch. And, you know, snitching just isn't cool. It just isn't cool in school. And so one of the things we want to talk about, is it possible to get children comfortable enough so that they will say something? And if you are a parent or if you are a guardian and your child is experiencing this at school, are there some things or some techniques that you can use right away so that your children won't be bullied? Because, you know, Dr. Lake, lots of times people say, well, you know what, I'm going to enroll them in martial arts. Well, it sometimes takes a while before a child can develop skills.
But the idea is good. Children who are exposed to extracurricular activities, they learn to trust other people because they depend on them in those social settings or physical activity settings that they are a part of. Children who are, again, exposed to extracurricular stuff, they develop a stronger inner core, inner strength, and they learn to speak up for themselves. They don't become as timid or as afraid. And so while it may take a while for the karate to kick in, but it gives them confidence. And once a kid has confidence, you can't intimidate me. You can't bully me. You can't make me do anything, because I believe in who I am. A lot of kids just don't have confidence in themselves. And we learn confidence. We learn confidence and empathy and compassion. We learn it in our homes of origin. So just imagine in a home where there is no compassion, there's no love, there's no empathy. The child is left to him or herself, and you know, there's not a lot of love or nurture going on. And, you know, you grow up with a lot of these things absent, and you become easier to be picked on. You become a target because you look weak. You appear weak. The bully never picks on the guy just as big as he is. He picks on the one he thinks he can win.
So true, so true. And you know what, therapist, I too want to talk about the bully, you know, because I think it's important that parents understand and that you talk to your children in ways that they can understand are the question, why do people bully? And there are some major reasons as to why people bully. And I think if your children knows this, it can be very beneficial to your child as well. And I'm just going to go over four of the top reasons that people bully. Lots of times people bully others because it's a coping mechanism for them, because they're going through something in their own life. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree. When you're hurting, then it's easier for you to take that hurt out on somebody else.
So true. And because they are insecure themselves, lots of times parents
are
like, oh, my child must be insecure. But lots of times the one who's doing the bullying, they are insecure. And what they're trying to do is detract away from themselves and focus it on somebody else.
Yes.
And sometimes they are jealous as well. If you have something or you have a behavior trait, maybe you're doing really well in school, you're passing all your grades, you seem to be doing well,
lots of times bullies are very jealous, or they feel like you are in some way superior to them. And that's their way of dealing with it, being a bully. And the last one is, one of the main reasons that people bully, especially children, they are very worried that they won't be accepted by their peers if they don't bully.
Yeah.
They feel
yeah.
that the more they bully, the more accepted they are. Can you just speak to some of those, especially to the parents who think it's because their children are weak? Lots of times, therapists, it's not because their children are weak, it's because the bully is weak.
Yes, or, you know, a child who comes from an abusive home, he or she knows nothing but aggression, then they're going to act out what they see. And a lot of the cases, it's because of what's going on in their own home. They've been bullied by dad and mom, and so now they think it's okay to take it out on somebody else. But, you know, insecurities, like you mentioned, are another big factor. I'm insecure. What makes me feel good is when I can lord or power over someone. It makes me feel stronger, or it changes my reality. It's a make-believe world. But you never see a bully pick on somebody just as strong or just as big. It's a intimidation thing where I can pick on somebody smaller and hold it over them. But again, it comes from a lot of the stuff that might be going on in their own home or in their own lives. And yes, they could be intimidated by you, what you're doing, how you're doing it good in class. So anything to not make them look bad, they'll check it out on you.
Very true. So parents, guardians that are listening, I hope you're really listening to what we're saying. And the message needs to get across to the children or child is being bullied. It's not their fault. It's not their fault. That has to be constantly reiterated. It's not your fault because, you know, you may be different or you may appear to be different to other children. Sometimes children, young people bully anybody that's different from them. It could be because they may have a physical handicap, or it could be because of the color of their skin, or it could be because they are the teacher's pet, or it could be because they do really well in school. It could be for a number of reasons, but we have to make sure that the children know that it's not their fault. And it's never good to tell your child to just ignore bullying behavior. You can't
yeah.
just ignore it. Dr. Late, what happens if we ignore the bully behavior?
I'll pick it up next week.
Okay. Well, Dr. Lake has another appointment, so he's got to go. That's right. You did tell me that. So we'll continue this on next week. Dr. Lake, be safe. But listen, listeners, never tell your children to ignore a bully. That is not the thing to do. Don't blame your children. You have to have a strategy. In life, we have strategies for everything. I know in business, we have all kinds of strategies. Strategies to help production to increase. Strategies to help employees to operate better. Strategies to prevent people from getting hurt. We have all kinds of strategies. As parents, you have to come up with a strategy for your child. For instance, they can't ignore it, but what they can do, we can get them comfortable enough to talk, to tell somebody. One strategy, too, is, okay, what are the hot spots in your school? What are the bully hot spots? Where do bullies hang out? If you know bullies hang out in a certain area, you should avoid those areas if possible. And I know that sounds like, oh, no, they should be able to go where they want to go. Smart. Also, do you have friends? If you're going in a bully hotspot on campus, which there should not be a bully hotspot anywhere in the school, but we have to be realistic, surround yourself by friends. Surround yourself by people who really care about you. You know, and also, if you have to go somewhere and you're really afraid and you don't want to go by yourself because you think someone's bullying going to be there, it's okay to ask a teacher or security to accompany you. Parents, it's okay for you to go to the school to talk to the teachers, to talk to the security staff there. Other things that we're going to have to do is emphasize with your child that bullying is wrong. It's never okay to bully. It's not their fault. And that then when they tell you, make them feel good. Let them know that you're glad when they share with you that they don't feel comfortable in a certain situation. And if you don't agree with the way your child is handling a situation, don't make them feel bad about it, because most of the time children have absolutely no clue as to how to handle a situation where they feel bullied. So criticizing them for the way they choose to handle it isn't a best approach, but you can sit down and give them great strategies as to how to handle bullying. And one of the other things is please don't encourage your children to retaliate. And sometimes that's challenging when your children feel like they're trying to defend themselves. But it's not good to retaliate, because that could put them in a situation, a much worse situation. And, you know, I was hoping that we could finish this topic today, but we're almost out of time. But I do want to leave this with listeners. Definitely don't advocate violence. We do not advocate violence whatsoever. What I will suggest to parents is if your child is being threatened, is being hurt, it's okay for them to make a lot of noise. Make a lot of noise. If you see a bully approaching you, scream to the top of your head. Scream until that thing in the back of your throat, the vulva, scream until that thing is just shaking back and forth. Scream, make somebody's hair stand up on their head. It's okay to make a lot of noise. Sometimes you have to act crazy. Just one time, one good time, and people will leave you alone. I'll encourage your children to make eye contact, to feel like and look like they okay with saying something like, leave me alone, don't bother. They have to feel like they are, have self-esteem. Give that look of, you know what, I'm not afraid of you, but I will tell. I will get someone to come and help me. And the last thing that I want to make sure that I point out before we leave today, and we'll finish this on next week, bullying is wrong. And there are parts of bullying that are criminal offenses. It's okay for you to contact the police. If you talk to your school doesn't do anything, it is okay to talk to the police in regards to those who may be bullying your children. Because what we want is for our children to feel safe. We don't want them to feel like there's no hope. We want them to be okay at school. Oh, wow, great topic. And listen, thank you so much for joining us here on the Marketing Pulpit. And we're going to finish this up on next week, and then we're going to introduce our new topic in this audience. Thank you so much. And my dad used to tell me years ago, if you want to be successful, you've got to surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And we've got to encourage our children to do the same thing. So thank you so much for listening to Sharon Live, along with my co-host, Dr. Ira Lake, right here on the Marketing Pulpit. Have a great day.